Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 10th of July. Yes, we're back. We had a couple of weeks off due to a couple of technical issues, but we're sorted again now and ready to go. Before I do that, a quick congratulations and well done to Jill and Danielle, who did the Race for Life yesterday for Cancer Relief. Did a fantastic job, got round very well. I think they've got aching legs this morning, but well done to you all. And this week's 3D ideas, well, there are some customer experience lessons from Phil Collins, no less. Almost 40 years ago, in June 1978, as a young 15-year-old, I ventured to the Nebworth Festival to watch my favourite band, Genesis, live in concert. A few youngsters, they were a popular progressive rock combo who did 23-minute epic songs all those years ago. Amazing experience in terms of the concert, but the event left a lot to be desired. 60,000 people, long queues, rubbish food, awful beer. Thought I was a real expert in those days. Average sound and a long, long wait to get out. All in all, a very average customer experience, although, to be fair, it's probably good for the day. Jump ahead 40 years, and we were at the Hyde Park's British Summertime gig last Friday to actually see Phil Collins. And it was a wonderful customer experience. There were some great lessons for all of us. Customer experience lesson one, the welcome. When we arrived at Hyde Park Tube Station, there was a lovely sign that welcomed lots of puns and plays on Phil Collins' songs, including, as usual, Hyde Park will be another day in paradise. It certainly made a smile and set the tone for the day. And just to let you know, if you want to see all the pictures and the images of these and the text for this blog, please feel free to go on the link below. You'll actually see that, for those of you who are Phil Collins fans, it's implanted with lots of little Phil Collins numbers so you can listen and do your job as we're doing it. The security staff on the gate were incredibly welcoming too, made entry into Hyde Park easy and pain-free. This whole idea of being easy to buy from, and that's what it's all about, because it's about customer experience lesson two. Be easy to buy from and deal with. As well as a wide selection of stalls for food and things, the beer, the craft beer anyway, was in there, and as we went in, the staff were clearly measured and marked. Staff in red were there to serve us. Staff in black shirts were saying, can't take your order, I'm only for payment. And they were there actually just making sure it was easy to pay. They even had a contactless payment, so the whole thing swift and pain-free, apart from the fancy London prices for beer. But it was the whole idea of a pain-free customer experience, making it easy to buy from and deal with. Customer experience lesson three, they managed our expectations. My experience at events like this, that with a number of acts on, you never quite know what's happening when and whether the things are on schedule. At Hyde Park, the electric signs informed of the schedule and the times for each artist. Just a great simple way of managing expectations. It's simple stuff, but so many businesses say nothing or even worse, overpromise and underdeliver. The result is they miss again. Get it? And one of the things you might want to think about is how proactive are you at managing customer experiences? Customer experience lesson four was to delight our customers. This is all about exceeding expectations. And Phil and his band did that brilliantly. And okay, I might be biased after all those years, but I did have high expectations and they certainly delivered. And the key issue here is to say that your core offer has to be right in the first place. It's all right doing those things around it, those nice things, but if your core product or service isn't right, it's a surefire way to wind up your customers. So, to conclude, it was a great customer experience that had a core offer that customers wanted and valued, everyone on board, every level, who were empowered to deliver it, and effective systems and processes that enabled them to do it. So you as a customer, I'm as a customer, do that. It'll mean that as a customer, I can't stop loving you. You'll be in my heart, and leaving you won't be easy. That's just the way it is. That's all. Have a great week now. Bye.